can't beat Bad Moon Rising. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. It is the last day of the first month of the calendar year 2018, the 31st of January. It is lovely to have you with us. It was a busy day yesterday in Washington, of course, with the State of the Union address. We will get to that in just a moment. We have a lot going on here internally that we want to talk to you about, and we'll do that as well. But before we do so, let me introduce everyone so you know who's in the room. Teresa Bourgeois is here, communications consultant, and our dear friend. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. I'm so excited to hear what our listeners had to say about last night.
It's very, very interesting.
Not to hear, but to write.
Yeah, read what they have to say.
Read what they have to say is what I'm saying.
I'm sure they have some comments. Jen Smith is a reporter for the Berkshire Eagle. Her beat is education and anything else they ask her to do.
True story.
Good morning. Nice to have you here. Thank you very much.
She is the best.
She is. And we also have Dr. Alan Chartok, who is in his WAMC cap, and he is ready. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. You know, I have to say, working at WAMC is the most exciting thing in the world. You never know. There are other places. I remember going to a public television station. I shouldn't tell a story, but one time, and they asked me if I would come over and help them raise money, and I went over and I did my thing. You know, I got up there and I started to do my thing, and the director came running over to me, and he said, "We don't do it that way here, Dr. Chartok. We stick to the script." Well, if there's one thing we don't do at WAMC, it's stick to the script. Everything is so exciting. It's fresh every day. You never know what you're going to do or how you're going to do it. Sometimes it's what we call a standing meeting. You just stand up and you make a decision in 3 minutes that would take hours at another place. And so we have done that this morning. We just stood up and... Am I allowed to go forward, Joe?
Oh, go forward. Do you want me to just quickly set up? And I don't know if I have that sheet.
Well, here's a sheet. This is a sheet.
Do you have the other sheet?
Yeah, well, here's a sheet. This is the one. This one over here.
Okay. Well, yeah. No. Here's the... Yeah. Let me get to the other thing. So here was the deal. In what was that sheet? No. That's okay. My question had to do with where we are now. You'll remember that over the last several days, we've been saying that we want to get to our lockbox total of $1.5 million. Well, as of right now, and because you have been so wonderful and so generous, and we thought it would be, it was impossible to make that amount of money to get a $50,000 challenge, we are about $148,000 away from making that amount
lock
of money.
Lockbox challenge. And now remembering that there's $50,000 from one wonderful woman on a Hudson Valley resident on the table if we can only get to that $500,000 to go. But here's the thing, Joe. Did you want to finish up, or do you want me to?
No, I mean, so when you take that in, when you add that in with the $50,000 and some other challenges that we have along the way, we see a way forward where maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Are you ready, everybody? We can end the fund drive before the fund drive begins. That's right. We could end the fund drive before the fund drive begins. Now that's based on how fast the money has been coming in. People have been phenomenally supportive of that tower that is now going to be ours for the first time, and we are hearing about it wherever we go. If Joe is walking in his hometown, people are coming up and talking about the tower. And if I'm in Great Barrington, I was in Ruby's cafe the other day, and people were coming over to me and talking to me about the tower.
They refer to it as our tower.
The baristas are all involved in it. Everybody is thinking about this. So all of a sudden, the money really is coming in so fast. We've never seen anything like it before that we think, maybe yes, maybe no, but at least it's a challenge. Maybe we could do this. Maybe we could end the fund drive, and for the only time ever, and probably the only time ever in the future, we would have had no fund drive. There would be no fund drive itself, official fund drive, and that's because you've all been so generous. So there's a possibility right now that we could end the fund drive. We can get to that, the 150,000 we need to get to the 500,000, and then in the next 2 or 3 days, get enough money so that there's no fund drive. Is that way
regular programming would just continue.
That's right.
Exactly.
Wow. And the only,
you're so bright.
The only interruption will be you know what we're doing here in the morning, and that way you still hear All Things Considered, you still hear Morning Edition, you still hear us. We'll be talking about things.
We won't
have
to miss hearing you guys.
Going
to
be making the money. So, but to make this work, you gotta call. And what is that number? I don't know that we've even given it out yet.
Okay, here it is. And by the way, there are no volunteers. There's just the wonderful staff here at WAMC, and everybody's got a pen and a pencil and. 1-800-323-9262. We're going to end the fund drive. 1-800-323, this is so exciting. 1-800-323-9262. And I'll tell you how long we've been planning for this to happen today. Since about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, we didn't have this idea at 8:50, by the way, just so...
So we can end the fund drive. And think about it. It's all over the United States, people will be saying, they didn't have a fund drive. No, well, you know, some stations collect $30,000 and whatever they do, I don't know what they do. But in this case, we're talking about $2 million.
Right.
We're talking about $2 million, and we will have done it together. The Berkshire Eagle would probably have to put it on the front page.
Rex didn't look at me.
Rex would probably have to put it on the front page of the Times Union. You know, the New York Times, forget about it. But we can do this. I mean, what a thing this would be. Now, to help us along, Joe, and this is where the WAMC crowd really gets it. We have a tremendous social incentive. What is it, Joe?
That's right. Well, you know, what we've been doing over the last several fund drives, and we don't want to stop doing that. If we're not going to have a fund drive, we don't want to stop doing this because it's very important. So we have partnerships that we do with organizations within our communities. One of them, one of our oldest partnerships that we've been doing for several years with our dear friends at the food pantries of the Capital District. And also with the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. So probably most of you know the drill, but here's how it works. You give us $100, and that triggers the Fox Foundation to make a donation to the food pantries of the Capital District. Now, the way we do this in the fall fund drive, we do food. In the spring fund drive, this fund drive, we do for children, babies. There is a great need, especially this time of year, for diapers and for baby supplies. And so we are desperately trying to get. So you are helping. It's our region helping children in this region and making sure that they have diapers. So if you pledge $100, that triggers the Fox Foundation to make a donation to make sure that a child receives 1 month of diapers and baby supplies for 1 month. So what do people do? Well, last time we did this, what people do is that they give 3 months or 4 months or 5 months. Some people can't do that, and they'll do a month. But whatever you can do, 1-800-323-9262.
How much you have to give?
$100, and then it supplies a month of diapers for the children in the region. 54 food pantries that go throughout the region. 54 food pantries throughout our region.
It's a great organization. I love the food pantries. This is great. It is.
And what's more, let me put a face on this. The Shark Talks are okay. We're middle-class grandparents now and the rest of it. We try to help the kids out in terms of diapers. Diapers are frightfully expensive.
Extremely expensive.
$70 to $80 per month per baby.
They are frightfully expensive.
And that's just the diapers.
Now, all the other stuff.
Now, we're not talking about the Shark Talks now. We're talking about people who just don't have it.
Right.
They don't have it. Right. And so anybody who can do that, this would be a great contribution. You help the radio station, of course. We're not kidding around about that. But you also, you know, help people who are really in need.
This is what we know. 5.3 million children in the U.S. age 3 and younger live in poor or low-income families. One in three American families reports experiencing diaper needs. Here's the thing, and after last night's State of the Union address, I'm pretty sure this isn't going to get better, which is diapers cannot be obtained with food stamps. There is no state or federal child safety net program that allocates dollars. Can you believe this? That allocates dollars specifically for the purchase of diapers.
And after last night, there ain't going to be.
That's right. So it comes to us. So think of the generosity that you have shown this radio station over the last several weeks as we have been marching toward and getting to a point where we can possibly end the fund drive before it begins. That generosity now can be matched by generosity of the Fox Foundation in making sure that, yes, your money comes to us and helps the radio station, but it triggers money to go to the food pantries of the Capital District so that a child can receive diapers for a month, which is a huge, huge incentive for them and a huge help to them, rather, and really keeps those food pantries, because it's the thing that they need the most. They come in, yes, they get the food, but they also need the diapers, and we can fill those cupboards if we go at it today. So,
Could I just say one thing really
yes,
quickly?
Sir, please.
All call Philip Morris, and that is if there is anybody in the neighborhood around here who's a regular volunteer at WAMC, we could probably use a few extra people to help answer the phones, right,
yeah,
Joe?
If you hear us and we sound desperate, we probably are.
This is all on the fly, folks, because of your generosity, we are coming so close to this, we think we can end the fund drive without a fund drive.
Now, there's just two things I would like to add. Real quick, and one is somewhat nonsensical, but the other one is important. The first one is, it's weird, and I think I'm speaking for Alan on this too, it's weird for us because normally when we do a fund drive, we can hear the phones ring. Well, we're in our normal studio, and you can't hear the phones ring. So we don't know what kind of activity is going on outside. All hell may be breaking loose outside of the building,
outside
the studio. We don't know that. But we'll get updates, of course. But it's just interesting. So, you know, we're confident, though. What we have found every day that we have done this, we've met our goal. And because these goals have gotten larger and the money has gotten bigger, we think that, yeah, we can end it before it begins.
Wouldn't that be something? Now, it's possible we can. We hope. And it's possible we can't.
But why not try? Because people have been so generous.
Possible we can. Right. Now, do I think it's possible? I do. We all looked at each other this morning. There were four of us sitting in the room, four or five of us, and we all looked at each other and say, hey, why not? Why not give it a try and see whether we can? Because people have been so incredibly generous.
Right.
I'm trying to make sure that no adjectives slip out of my mouth that would be inappropriate.
Yes, that is always hard during a fun drive. I will say, so what we're trying to do today is to get that 150 to then release all that other money, and then that'll get us to our final point of where we need to be, and we know how much money we need to end the drive, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday.
So I've been thinking about the people that I talked about earlier, which is the data point that fascinates me, Alan, that you talk about the number of people who listen who haven't given. And so they would be new members. And imagine if the first time you gave, which you did, was you not only gave to the station, but you helped with this diaper drive. Wouldn't that be a nice way to join this community officially? And if you pay,
I like the word diaper drive, by the way.
If you pay your cable bill, you're not also helping with a diaper drive, right? But people do that, or of the streaming. But look, you could do both things. With one,
your cable
one call.
May vary, but if I were to, for what I pay in cable a month, I would be able to get 3 months of diapers
for a child.
Hey, Jen, is it exciting to be here on a day when we're making stuff up?
There's no fake news, but no, seriously, this particular issue is something I know in our Berkshires region, we have groups that are supporting this gap that's not available in food pantries, and it is such a need. We get tons of letters to the editor, and I'm sure if they are able to reach their goal in getting these supplies, these much needed supplies, there'll be more positive letters to the editor about the effects on the community initiatives like this can have.
I will say that we are we have other, you know, again, we were sort of going to lay this out over a week. We have some other partnerships coming up with Berkshire groups and help the food pantries there as well. So all of that it's just going to be truncated now because of what we're doing in the fund drive. But we're very excited to help everyone here.
That's right. Okay, so this is really unbelievable. In the meantime,
are the phones ringing out there, Liz? Yes. Okay. Thumbs up.
In the meantime, Joe, there was a State of the Union address.
That's
last
right.
Night.
Now we have about a minute and a half to talk about it, but let me go around the room and get everybody's introductory thoughts on how you thought the president, what you got out of the address. Jen, you want to start?
You know, from a rhetoric standpoint, it was decent, but in my world, we come from the framework of show, don't tell, and so that's what I'm really looking for moving forward. Is you know, you can talk a good game, but what are the policies, the dollars, the actions behind it?
That word.
Alan.
You can say a big fat liar, can you?
You can say that, yep.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you thought I was going to say something else, but I wasn't.
Okay.
No, I would never do that. You know, basically, he tells so many lies that how can you believe a word he says when he extends the hand of friendship and all the rest of it and says, we got to do this stuff.
It crashed the PolitiFact website last night. People were fact-checking, and they crashed the website. So many false aspects of the speech.
Well, there's a lot going on, and we'll talk about it. I just want to remind you before we go over to a break, we're going to, we need you desperately. We're trying to get to the $150,000 by the end of our panel. We need you, all of this is to end the fund drive before it begins. But don't forget, a $100 contribution to WAMC will supply a baby in our region, a child in our region, with a month of diapers and supplies to keep them clean, dry, and healthy. We get the money. That triggers the Seymour Fox Foundation to help the food pantries of the Capital District to make sure that their cupboards are filled with diapers and supplies for the children in our region. So, very important work that we're doing this morning. We know we can count on you. We will continue. 1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel and to our fun drive portion this morning.
So
we
exciting.
Are, yes, it is exciting. Tell them what we're trying to do here, Alan, or what we're going to do.
Thanks, Joe. What's happening is the money has been coming in so fast and furious for the tower and for the station that we thought we could make history. We're not sure we can, but we're going to try it because it's fun to say, okay, no fun drive. We're supposed to be back next Monday at 6 a.m. in the morning. We love you all. We know that you've been with us, and this incredible amount of money has been coming in. And we think just on this one time, this is a $2 million fund drive, just one time we will make it without a fund drive if everybody gets in the pool and does everything that they possibly can. So and to make that happen, we've got a great partnership. Joe.
We do indeed. We're working with the food pantries of the Capital District, 56 food pantries throughout our region. And what happens is they cover and service 1,600 infants and toddlers. Their families come in for assistance. And what do they need? They need diapers. So you give $100 to WAMC, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation in Troy, New York, to make a donation to the food pantries to make sure that a child in your name receives diapers and supplies for 1 month to help keep a baby clean, dry, and healthy. So it's a diaper drive. It's our fun drive. And so what do we want to do? Well, we want to get to the all along, we said we wanted to get to the lockbox goal, which was $1.5 million. That's to get to the $50,000 challenge. Well, we would like to do that today. And to make that happen over the next hour, hour and a half or so, we would need a lot of people to make a lot of money, but we also have some help.
We do have some help. And now our great friend. Now, remember what's on the table here. If we can make that, if we can get to that, to the lockbox total, which is $1.5 million, then we have a friend, a wonderful, kind, decent, great friend from the Hudson Valley who is going to give us $50,000 if we can make that. In addition to that, our great friend and a woman who has done more for the Berkshires and our area than anybody I know, our great friend, we're allowed to use her name, Joe? Do we know that?
Yes.
Emily Fisher, who has been great. She was the head of the Simon's Rock Board for years. She's just a great lady, has called us and said, I'll tell you what, $10,000 more. Right. So now there's $60,000 on the table if we can do this. That's unbelievable. Thank you, Emily. You're a wonderful, wonderful person. Let's make this happen.
So that's absolutely right. That we right now basically have a $60,000 challenge and the impetus to make this through our morning here. So whatever you can do, do it. And by the way, we have enough. We have wonderful support from the Seymour Fox Foundation, so we can provide a lot of diapers to a lot of people. And so what is that, Alan? You help me. It's 150. That's what, 1,500 people, right?
Yeah, something
roughly.
Like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
So we have enough that all that could be in diapers.
Yeah. For those people who don't know how important this is, think about if you have a tiny little baby, and you can't afford even to put the right amount of food on the table, and here come these wonderful folks at these food pantries who are willing to distribute this stuff and these diapers, and it's enough to break anybody. And here, for those of us who have ever dealt with little children, I'll tell the truth. We had a neighbor when we lived in Alford, Massachusetts. He was in the paper business. And the truck would show up, our friend Harry, and there would always be diapers. We didn't have a lot of money in those days, I'll tell you, not that we have a lot now. But the truck would come out, and there would be these diapers. Saved our lives. And we were middle class. We were both teachers. But imagine if you have nothing. And here is an opportunity for all of us to do something wonderful. Joe?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-WAMC, and it's all to which is now a $60,000 challenge. Hey, you can't lose that. 1-800-323-9262.
And that would be folded in today if we could do it
today.
That's
right. We would fold it in today, and all of that would happen. So, and right now, we're $142,000 away from that. So that's where we are. Now we were about $158,000 away, so we're making good progress. But we need to continue that if we're going to do this over the next little while. So,
and I'll give the phone number, which we are always admonished to do more often: 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Joe.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Don't forget that the diaper drive is part of the fund drive, and with a $100 contribution, that triggers 1 month of diapers going to the food pantries of the Capital Region, which services some 1,600 infants and toddlers whose families actively use the food pantries throughout our listening area and region.
And Joe, when you say Capital Region, does that include my Berkshires?
This one does not, although they have one very much on the border, but we are, as I said before, we are working with Berkshire Group, which we have some other things up our sleeves that we will do throughout hopefully the next 2 days here as we end the fund drive.
We want to make sure that the Berkshires are included in this, because there are a lot of people in the Berkshires who can't provide diapers. And I know that you and others have assured me that the Berkshires are in it, of the people who are doing this. So let's make sure that happens.
Okay. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. 621-800-323-WAMC. Everybody on a phone, some $60,000 now for a challenge that will let us end the fund drive before it begins. But we need all of you right now to get going. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Help WAMC, help the children of this region. We need you desperately. Please do what you can do. Teresa, have we heard from you on what you think of what you thought of the State of the Union?
What I thought, I think that if you set a house on fire and you cut the funding for the fire department and then you come and say, well, help me put it out. You know, that's what I thought of the State of the Union last night. His tone was much better. Everyone said, oh, isn't it great? His tone was better. But if you just take the opioid crisis, for example. So he talked about how deeply committed he is to dealing with the opioid crisis. Well, okay, isn't that great? We all are. Except for if you look at his budget, you know, as former Vice President Joe Biden used to say, don't tell me what's in your heart, show me what's in your budget. If you look at what's in their budget proposal, they are working vigorously to dismantle the health insurance infrastructure in this country. They have not funded health centers. They have not funded free care pool for hospitals. And they are proposing deep cuts in the Health and Human Services budget. And if you listen to Paul Ryan, he wants to deeply cut the Medicaid program and Medicare program. So all of that says that the way to help with the opioid crisis is to have the mental health and healthcare infrastructure to deal with it. The other thing that really struck me, and I tweeted out about this and many people responded, is that he blamed it on drug dealers. When he talked about the opioid crisis, he said we have to crack down on drug dealers. Well, in fact, the research shows that the at the core of this spike in the opioid problem is doctors prescribing, in some cases unwittingly, in other cases it's pill mills, but it's the pharmaceutical companies, it's doctors over-prescribing when they were told that the stuff wasn't addictive, and it was. And so unless you understand or accept what the problem is, you can't fix the problem. So you have to face the problem and you have to fund the problem, and he's done neither.
And I think my soapbox. I think that applies to a lot of issues that were brought up last night. Again, I think every heart was breaking for that family out in Long Island who lost their daughters to gang members. But at the same time, you know, what's being done in those schools to help them control, you know, gang members in schools, what's being done with Mexico to say, you know, what can we do to help you make your country better so that we're not having these border conflicts? And I think there needs to be a bigger picture look at a lot of these conversations and complaints.
And there's no doubt that gangs are an issue in this country. But again, fact check, the statistics show that immigrants commit fewer crimes than non-immigrants. And so he, in a nicer tone, demonized immigrants again. I have no idea, you know, we have a government shutdown looming on the horizon. What was in that speech that gave a pathway to resolve the budget issues and the ancillary issues like immigration that will solve that?
You would not know that we were coming close to a budget shutdown.
No, in that speech, you would have never known.
So we are we started out needing $150,000. We made $10,000 in the last couple of minutes, which is great. But we have 140 to go to make a $60,000 challenge.
If we're going to do that today,
yeah,
and we can do it today.
Yes,
if everybody decides, okay, I want to make sure that people who need those diapers get them, and I want to make sure that my radio station prevails and that we pay for that tower and that we do all of those wonderful things. As we sat there this morning and we all had that glint in our eye and we said, hey, maybe we could do this. Maybe. We didn't know we could, but we'll see.
So we're now down to 139,000. So
it's going fast.
It is going fast, and we just need everybody. What we have seen in the past, and I just want to make this mention right before we go to a break, what we have seen in the past is that the generosity just comes out, and it's beautiful because people say, oh, sure, I want to give a month, or maybe I want to give 2 months, maybe I want to give 3 months. I was just out in the front office, somebody giving 6 months.
Oh, my
goodness. So that is beautiful. People want to do a year. Great. So I just want you to put it in those terms and think of what it is. Not only does that help this radio station, but it helps some 1,600 infants and babies in the region. So that's very, very important. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. We're going to try to end the fun drive before the fun drive begins. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. And Joe, just a moment to thank you and Colleen O'Connell for having set this relationship up with the Fox Foundation and everything else that you've done, because it really makes a huge difference.
It reflects the goodness of the station and of you folks. It's
well,
amazing.
And out of the generosity of everybody. Everybody's right. Been so generous over the years, and the amount of money that we've given to these that has been able to have been raised in, through these fund drives is really incredible for these groups. So, but now we have to keep it up, and because the need is still there. The need never goes away, and unfortunately, it never goes away. So we do need it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We will be back right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning. We are very, very happy to have you with us, especially because we are looking to raise $138,000 this morning to do what? Well, we want to end the fund drive before it begins. This all started in a discussion in Alan's office before airtime, where we thought to ourselves, well, we're so close to getting to the lockbox.
And the money is coming in so fast from so many people. Now, we looked at each other, and we all had the idea at the same time. Let's end it now.
So, when we say now, we mean now, but we can do this in sort of in parts, in the sense that right now we're looking to make $138,000, which would bring us to that $1.5 million in the lockbox, and unlock a lot of money, including $50,000 from Anonymous in the Hudson Valley,
and
plus
$10,000 from our great friend Emily Fisher in Sheffield, Massachusetts, if we can do this. Joe, I have to say, I am delighted. I've been checking the mail, and the mail has been overwhelmingly supportive of what we're trying to do. Go for it. Go for it. It's the same kind of thing that when we announced that we were going to buy the tower, that kind of affirmation that we heard. I mean, it's almost universal.
Well, thank you. It's amazing. 1-800-323-9262, and it's why we've met our goal every day, and we've been doing so well, and to even be in this position in the first place.
Well,
it's been incredible.
It's unique.
All right. So, but we have a lot of work to do, so let's do it. Let's get it done. 1-800-323-9262. I just want to make one little point here, one tiny little point, which is people say, well, you know, you're having a fun drive, even though you're saying you're not having a fun drive, you're having a fun drive because you're doing it right now. Okay, well, I'll give you that. However, I would argue the fact that we are still in regular programming. We're talking about ideas. We have our panel. What our goal is in doing this is that we don't take away the things around, such as All Things Considered, Morning Edition, Media Project, Capital Connection, all the shows that are on that you're used to listening to, that we have dedicated this time, and we can do all of this in this time as opposed to taking over the airwaves from 6 in the morning until midnight.
From dawn till dusk.
Yeah, from dawn till dusk. So that's what we're trying
to
do.
Can weave it all in.
That's right. Mm. So you have the best of both worlds, hopefully.
Yes, and I have to say again, I'm checking the mail, and it is incredible how many people are loving this and how many people are contributing. I never want us to let anybody spoil it, you know, one or two spoil it. You know, yesterday there was somebody who said, that she didn't like the idea that we were doing this, and I went and I checked our records, and it's astounding that she wasn't there.
Well, this is an opportunity for, there's so many people who are part of the listening community, and they could become members of the community. That's the part that I've been thinking about again.
You always said that, Teresa.
Because I'm just fascinated by the numbers of the people who listen that don't give.
And that happens across any media industry, and we do offer a lot for media folks make news and programming really accessible for people. You can go online and stream. You can tune in on your radio, which you're not paying every time you turn on your car radio, but you're still getting the programming. And behind all this programming is a lot of great people in the booths around us, answering the phones out front. It's part of a community effort to bring quality content to a region like ours.
And it's 1-800-323-9262. You can't do it without knowing the phone number. 1-800-323-9262. Or you can go right to WAMC.org, and we love you.
Go online, give online, and then email us and tell us what you thought about the State of the Union and what's next.
Sure.
1-800-323-9262. So we have a lot of money to make, but don't forget that not only are we making money for WAMC, but we're also trying to fill the food pantries with diapers for children who are in need. There's some 1,600 infants and toddlers who need the diapers in our region, and we will be able to give them 1 month's supply of baby supplies and diapers. This is something that you can't get with food stamps. It's something that is not part of any federal or state safety net program. So also, the other thing, too, is don't forget, for parents who are young and are working, or single parents, and they're trying to work, and they have to put their child into a daycare situation, they don't allow those children in with cloth diapers. Only the disposable diapers. And that's why they're needed. And that is a necessity. And so it's important that it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 a month per baby. So if you have a family of two or three children, then yes, you have a lot of money that has to come out each month for per child. So we can help that. All you have to do is the money comes to WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. That triggers the Seymour Fox Foundation to make a donation and to make sure that the month's worth of diapers goes into the cupboard for the food pantry. So,
Joe, let me read a letter from Jay in Lakeville, Connecticut, who says, "Keep up the great work. You guys are great, at least in capital letters. You folks make me feel good to be living in this country. Not what I heard from the president last night. Would any of you consider running for president?" Teresa, would you?
Thanks for the optimism.
My neighborhood association, maybe, but no. But the point is, though, each one of us can be involved in our community in our own ways, whether it's something like supporting the food pantries, or going to your school board meeting or your city council meeting, or you are paying attention to what's going on at the state level. Or look behind what happened at the speech last night. And, there's always an issue that people are passionate about. We'll learn about that and then get engaged in some way by helping educate the people around you about the facts.
Barbara wrote to us, "Trump and cowards like him is afraid of unity. If people in this country were simply unified around the golden rule of do unto others, Trump would never have been the stain on our country's history to begin with." And Mary wrote, "By allowing that illegitimately elected POTUS, a sexual predator, white supremacist, planet and wildlife destroyer, fossil fuel puppet, and compulsive liar all rolled into one to deliver the State of the Union address, our government is normalizing this state of affairs. No wonder Americans are killing themselves with painkillers. By ignoring the heroin epidemic, the U.S. government seems to be trying to normalize the state of affairs as well." And Marion says, "I was enlightened and felt so hopeful after the speech last night. Oh, not Trump's speech, but rather that wonderful response by Joseph P. Kennedy of Massachusetts. There is hope, at long range hope for this injured country." And that's from Marion. I must say about the Kennedy response, the word bully really did stick out, didn't it?
I think that's a whole other story too. It was interesting that Kennedy's response is one of five Democratic responses, and I think, a lot of this between the State of the Union address, the five responses, it sets up a lot as we look towards the midterms, and where the parties are at, what their goals and agendas are. And, you know, I know there was a lot of preface with the State of the Union address about unity and working together, but there's still a lot of division, and that's pretty undeniable. And, you know, working forward towards, as Teresa mentioned earlier, looking at the next shutdown deadline, how are we going to get to that point? How are we going to get to the midterms and fulfilling some of these other needs that are out there in our country right now?
You know, we had two very good political scientists on the Vox Pop yesterday, and they both made the point, and I thought it was very well taken, that people tend to listen to that which they agree with and not which they don't agree with. And so we have to assume that a lot of the people who were listening last night were in favor of Trump. And that's why when they announced the quick and dirty polling, the polling seemed to like the speech a lot. But there is no indication that his dismal public opinion ratings are improving at all. They're not.
Mm-hmm. And there's a matter of speech versus, again, content. And I think that's why PolitiFact was really overwhelmed with the usage of its site and its Twitter feed. And it was something that I personally, as I was following along, was fact-checking a lot of these things. Again, if you look at the issue of infrastructure, you're looking at roads and airports and our bridges and highways and water systems versus a $25 billion investment into something like a wall or some of these new materials that Trump is calling for in terms of an investment for defense. So again, I think Teresa was right earlier to say we really have to watchdog what's happening in the budget and what the allocations are.
Well, just think about his call has been in the past to fully fund the military budget in the defense of our country. So, sure, sounds good. But if you just want to look at safety issues, so there's the military budget, but then it's called the non-defense discretionary portion of the budget. Mm-hmm. And in non-defense discretionary, there's all sorts of law enforcement. That's where the FBI is, Homeland Security, a whole host of things. So if you can't just in this budget fight that's looming say, okay, we're going to extend and make sure to secure the military budget and ignore non-defense discretionary and say you're watching out for the safety of the American people. It just doesn't hold up to the facts. Mm-hmm. You've got to deal with the whole budget. And that's the problem with this speech. Okay, he talked in a soft tone, but it's what he said and what the facts behind it are that were not consistent.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. Plus, we'll continue marching on. We need $132,000 now to open the floodgates and get a 50,000 and then a 10,000. So $60,000 in challenge money.
Joe, you said a mouthful, and I'm so glad you did. And we are getting closer to it. Hey, we're all in that room, maybe four or five of us this morning when we decided to end the fund drive. You were there, too, weren't you? Yeah, you were there, too.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Do what you have to do. We will be right back after this.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Playing moon music this morning. Beautiful moon last night.
And really? Why is that? Why moon music?
Why?
Once in 150 year happening last night, a blood moon, a super moon, and a lunar eclipse.
It was amazing watching the moon.
I went out around 2 o'clock this morning because the snow was done. I was working, so I went out. It was so bright. It was as if it was daytime. It was so bright, and the moon was huge.
It's terrific.
Oh, I love the moon.
But you know better than anyone not to look up at that moon, Teresa, because you'll
well, as long as you're not running and looking up at the same time.
Stay in one place, hold on to a railing.
But I heard, is it true that the Trump administration is going to cut back on funding for the International Space Station? Oh, I read that yesterday. That broke my heart.
Well, there's a lot going on, right?
Mm-hmm. He says he cares about science, but he doesn't care to fund it. He doesn't care to fund it.
He may really care about what's the guy's name who came down on the day the earth stood still, Flatou or whatever his name was, and said, unless you guys clean up your act, you know, you're done for. That's what he may be worrying about. Mm. Just kidding.
Know. I want to just update you. We are, look, we've...
Right over my head, Alan. I'm sorry.
We've made almost $20,000 in less than an hour, in about 40 minutes, and we need to keep that pace up.
So what are we trying to do here?
Trying to end the fun drive before the fun drive begins. And we, if we get to the $150,000 point, we have $60,000 that we would get in challenge money.
Yeah, no, you're right, Joe.
If we get
as
to
always.
The $1.5 million point, but now we're about $130,000 away from that. But we can do it. We can absolutely do it.
No, no, Joe, you are as always sagacious and a great leader here.
Is that good, sagacious?
Smart. I mean, smart.
Okay, all right.
You're very smart. You're very insightful. We can do this. This is our radio station. We've all made it together, and together we could do the unthinkable. End the fun drive before the fun drive. Why did we decide to do this? Well, because the money was coming in so fast and so well from so many great people. And as Teresa says, many of whom were people who had never done it before.
Which is wonderful.
And really want to be in on this. It's a history-making effort. It may not work. Hey, we didn't go in and say this will absolutely work. We said it may. Now, there are some people, and we've heard from two or three of them, who have said, I love the fun drive. Don't do away with the fun drive. So there are always people who want the fun drive. On the other hand, there are many people who just say, these times are so important that we have to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all in it together. Let's all just do this. It's incredibly, think about the possibility here of what we could do. Maybe even the editorial page of the Berkshire Eagle would commend us for this. You never know.
Jen, make that happen. Now, don't forget the other thing we have going on here, which is really incredible. Thanks to our partners and sponsors of the Seymour Fox Foundation, that will trigger that if you pledge $100 to this radio station, that will trigger a donation to the food pantries of the Capital District, which they have 56 food pantries throughout our region, and they will make sure that a month's supply of diapers for children in need. That month's supply of diapers goes to the food pantry and in the donor's name. Now, we have had people who've done a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. So whatever you can do, but just know that there's a desperate need in our community. There's a desperate need for diapers. There's a desperate need for these children to have these supplies so that they can actually be clean and dry and healthy. So to do that, all you have to do is call up. All you can go online. It's in the pull-down menu. 1-800-323-9262, wamc.org. So a lot happening. We have this incredible thing going on with the diaper drive, but we also have the fun drive. Hoping to end the drive before it begins, and we hope we can do that, and we would like to do that, and all we need is you. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Everybody on a phone.
You know, Joe, this panel of ours is so well thought of. The numbers are astounding, how many people depend on it and listen to it. And it's one of the reasons that I'm so encouraged about this. We've been there speaking truth to power for a long time now. And in the end, I'm reaching out to each person who tells me, who has told me, who's told you, told Teresa, Jen, that this is their favorite time of the day. And so you put a little in, and that'll make it. I remember on Fire Island when the film got messed up in the middle. Remember that? Maybe in the old days. You guys are so young you don't remember it, but films would break.
Yes.
And when they would break, everybody would stomp on the
floor. They had a splicer.
Yeah, and everybody would stomp on the floor and yell, put another nickel in. Put another nickel in.
So are we the broken Okay. No. We're the broken film, and they're the nickel. Was that okay?
I don't know.
1-800.
And then there was always Teresa Brewer singing, "Put Another Nickel In" in the Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, there you
I haven't
go.
Heard that one in a long time.
Well, your fortunes may change, Teresa. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. WAMC.org. WAMC.org. And we need you. Do what you can. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, let's move on to some other things. We've talked about the State of the Union. Were you going to say something, Teresa?
Well, I was just thinking about what happened yesterday besides the State of the Union. That's just so stunning, which is these sanctions that the Congress overwhelmingly voted for sanctions against Russia. And the Trump administration, and yesterday was the deadline, and the Trump administration just is not imposing those sanctions. Mm-hmm. And Russia interfered with the 2016 election. You know, put that aside from whether or not Trump's role in that, but there's no doubt that Russia interfered with our election. And that was not mentioned in the State of the Union. I mean, that's one of the biggest threats to the
Oh, yeah,
voting.
he was going to really mention this thing that is consuming him probably 23 hours a day.
But just think about that.
Yeah.
That a major attack on the fundamentals of our democracy, which is voting. And it doesn't even get a word of mention because he might be complicit in it. But that's a problem. And the Russian sanctions, that's the rule of law. And then to have McCabe be driven out, you know, the number two at the FBI. at the Justice Department be driven out.
And I was thinking about that, Teresa. Very good point. Because I was thinking, here's the FBI, which in so many ways has to stop any kind of terrorism that does exist in this country. And out of his own selfish interest, he is going after the Justice Department, his own Justice Department, the Republican Justice Department, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which at this point needs every bit of backing in order to find the real bad guys.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Like, he says he had a big law enforcement message in his State of the Union. There was no, you know, underlying obvious law enforcement, I support it, they don't message. But if you look at what he's doing, if you look at the budget cuts, if you look at the not being able to pass a budget and not asking for overall funding, and then you look at attacking the FBI, it's really stunning. And also Afghanistan. Mm. We have now 15,000 American troops.
Here we go
in
again.
Afghanistan.
Yep.
We went from 2,000 to 15,000. It got two-sentence message. Well, why? Probably because it's so destabilized, it's really unraveling there.
Well, and there's
what kind of leadership?
It continues, and there are so many places where we have troops where we have no real explanation of why they're there, what they're doing there. You know, from Norway to Sudan, still. What's happened since Nigeria? There are plenty of questions that.
Yemen
are raised. Yemen, exactly, but we don't know the answers.
And the other thing, Alan.
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I'm on a ride.
Go ahead.
Using the numbers. I mean, have you ever heard a president who just makes false claims with the numbers and the level that he does? So he talked about his job creation numbers, you know, the best ever job creation numbers. That is not even close to being true.
In fact, CNN this morning put up all the past presidents who had done better than he has. It's amazing.
It's the weakest job creation year since 2010. Now, I'm not hoping for bad job creation. I'm just saying that unless you say, okay, I want to focus on job creation, you have to understand what the situation is if you're going to fix the problem.
Well,
and lying about it doesn't help fix it.
Even beyond that, too, even though jobs overall for the past few years have slowly been, increasing, but what are those jobs? You have to actually look at, are they jobs that can sustain our families? Are they jobs that are long-term industries or short-term industries. You know, we have, you go to a job site in the Berkshires, there are, you know, dozens upon dozens of service industry jobs, but, you know, they don't come with the pensions that the president was talking about last night. They don't come with the same health care benefits as other jobs. So we really need to look at that, too. And when he spoke about manufacturing, you know, there was no mention to the layoffs that are happening at Carrier still. When you talked about the coal industry, there was no mention of nearly double the amount of deaths from the previous year have occurred since he's been in office in the coal mines. So there's a lot to be looked at.
I do want to just a quick mention that the breaking news is that Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald, the director of the CDC, has resigned over what she refers to as complex financial interests. Those complex financial interests, including the fact that she purchased tobacco stock after she assumed the position of the nation's public health agency, and such an investment, obviously a conflict with the mission of the CDC. Yeah. So she resigned today, and that is news out of Atlanta.
Now, today. Joe, how are we doing on money?
All right. That is another part of the story, too. And so we are right now at $119,000 to go.
We started at $150,000, right?
$150,000, a little bit over that actually, but $150,000, yeah. So $119,000 and counting.
And we could end this fund drive. We could end the fund drive before the fund drive. That's amazing. For those people who say, hey, welcome, you know, you're talking about this, the reason is you can't run this radio station, and everybody knows that that's why we've raised all this money without the money. You can't. You just can't. That's the fuel that makes the car go.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Or WAMC.org. And also don't forget that it's $125,000 is what we need. Don't forget that we have the diaper drive, which means you give us $100 and that triggers the Fox Foundation to make a donation to the food pantries of the Capital District of 1 month's supply of diapers to fill their cupboards so that the some 1,600 toddlers and babies who use the food pantry will have diapers. People giving 1, 3, 5, 7, 6 months supply of diapers, which is lovely to see. Whatever you can do, please do. 1-800-323-9262. That'll be on the table all day today. Obviously, we're gonna be off in a few minutes with the panel portion of the program, and this will continue. And you can still give. You can still give to the diapers. You can still make sure that that happens today, and hopefully get us to that $1.5 million point. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Okay.
Well, very quickly, let's just hit, if we can, Joe, on the memo and the competing memos. We have talked about that for the last couple of days, but this is very important. Nunes, remember him? The guy who was hiding in the bushes, you know.
Congressman from California.
Yes. Yeah, hiding in the bushes, couldn't wait to get up to the White House to share what his committee was doing, of which he was chair. And he got caught, and then he had to say, okay, I'm out of it. I'm distancing myself from it. I'm not going to be in it. And now we find he's written a very propagandistic and probably wrongheaded, although we haven't seen it, memo. The Democrats have seen it, and they came up with an expose, basically, on what he had written. And they're going to release what they've done, but not what the Democrats have done. That's disgusting.
Well, the other piece of that, Alan, you're absolutely right. But the other piece that's so deeply disturbing is that the Justice Department has met with Speaker Ryan and others in the House leadership to say, do not release this because it contains classified information. They're deeply concerned about its release. And so the House voted to allow it to be released pending the review of the White House. So the White House has 5 days to review it. They said yesterday that Trump hadn't seen it, yet he was heard on the C-SPAN mic mm-hmm. on his way out saying or in, I don't know, in or out.
On his way out.
100%.
On his way out,
yep.
Saying 100%, yes, we're going to release this. And this is before the review. Now, this administration, these Republicans who have been doggedly attacking former Secretary Clinton for releasing classified information that never happened, mm-hmm. now have mm-hmm. voted, even though their own Justice Department says, do not do this. They have voted to release classified information.
No, that's the.
I also want to talk about North Korea too.
I still can't get over the chutzpah of attacking your own Justice Department, your Republican Justice Department, and the fabric of law enforcement in this country, which is the FBI, which Trump needs to have if he's going to pick up anybody who's causing trouble. It's disgusting.
Sure. I mean, what does that say in your confidence in your own organization?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. But not only that, think of what it's doing to that organization.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other...
Well, we have about a minute, so I just want to use that minute to remind people that they can keep pledging. We need you desperately. 1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number, WAMC.org. And we got a lot of money that is being challenged right now.
Oh, boy. Yes. You know, $50,000 from one woman in the Hudson Valley, if we can do this, and another 10 from our wonderful friend Emily Fisher, who's done so much for WAMC and for everybody else in the Berkshires and around. Another 10,000, so that's $60,000 on the table if we can do this.
So let's do it right now. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org. We'll be right back.